This week, mosques in New York City and across the country are opening their doors to outsiders, including camera crews and reporters. The Open Mosque Initiative is an overt effort to court the media and, by extension, the American public. But as WNYC's Arun Venugopal reports, it's only part of a larger effort to convince non-Muslims that Islam is not the enemy.
When he's not chasing down stories for ABC News, Andy Field acts as a media and presentation coach whose clients want to look good on Oprah or 2020. Today, his classroom is a hotel banquet hall in Arlington, Virginia, and his students, several dozen Muslim activists from across the country.
I know this is a very religious group. Everyone prays here. Anyone meditate?
The students are mostly of Arab or South Asian descent. The men sport beards and blazers, and many of the women are wearing hijabs or headscarves.
Let's try this, just as a group exercise, just for fun. Everyone go like this. Come on, you can do it. How many of you do that when you're talking?
The workshop was organized by CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Field is teaching basic media skills, like staying on message, smiling on camera, not getting distracted by opponents who scream a lot. And then there's the question of headscarves and other traditional clothes. Should you wear them on TV? Field says no.
You don't want to take away from your message. And remember, we talked about body language and image and everything else. That's how you're perceived. If they can't get past the headscarves or the hats or the beards or anything else, if they cannot get past that, they're not going to hear what you're saying.
Surprisingly, many in the room nod in agreement. Some of the attendees say they feel under siege as practicing Muslims, and they fear things won't get any better until they learn to represent themselves and their faith more effectively. In recent months, they've watched as critics of Islam have successfully raised doubts about Muslims and Muslim institutions, most notably Park 51, known to some as the Ground Zero Mosque. Yasmin Hamidi is based in New York and works in PR. She says the lesson of Park 51 is that Muslims need to constantly think about how any initiative will be perceived from day one, or how one comment about U.S. foreign policy can become a vicious loop on cable news.
It's a situation where you're really learning under the most difficult circumstances imaginable, and the stakes are so high for the community.
Shahid Aminullah is the editor of altmuslim.com. He says Muslim groups should have been conducting media workshops years ago. And instead of training immigrants who tend to be leaders in Muslim organizations, he says they'd be better off putting forward young American-born spokespeople
that aren't separated from the larger American community, that can speak the cultural language of America, that can speak about their love of things American and their participation in the American system.
That answers the issue of style. But he also thinks Muslims need to change the message itself by acknowledging the fear that some Americans have of Muslims and the fact that some Muslims are terrorists.
We're not addressing that fear at its root. First of all, you have to respect the fear in order to address it, and to just simply dismiss it and say that you're being irrational is not going to get us there.
For many Muslims, one of the best news sources dealing with Muslim issues is Comedy Central's Daily Show.
For more now on the South Park controversy, we are joined by our senior Islamic correspondent, Asif Manvi.
More serious, but equally edgy, is a relatively new website whose editors want to remain anonymous. The people behind Loon Watch say their mission is to expose, quote, anti-Muslim loons, wackos, and conspiracy theorists on the internet. One of their most widely circulated articles was, "All terrorists are Muslims, except the 94% who aren't," and was based on FBI statistics showing that only 6% of terrorists since 1980 have been Muslim. Laith Saud, a professor at DePaul University, says Loon Watch is funny and incisive. He thinks it's also better at addressing Islam and critics of Islam than the mainstream media.
In terms of the intellectual claims being made by Islamophobes, those really go unchallenged. What the mainstream media is more concerned with is how Islamophobia is playing out politically in this country, in terms of Republicans and Democrats, in terms of voter registration and voter drives.
But many say the opportunity to humanize Muslims lies in cultural media, movies, TV shows, and the like. That's the reasoning behind an animated series known as The 99, which is set to air on the Hub TV network. The creators have said the series, centered on 99 superheroes, won't be religious so much as Islamic-inspired.
The story begins in 13th century Baghdad at the Dar al-Hikmah, Library of Wisdom, a collection of knowledge second to none.
Another project on the horizon is the documentary Fordson, which recalls Friday Night Lights, but for the fact all the players on this high school football team are Muslim and practice at night so they can fast during the day.
You guys can call us whatever you want, but on the football field, it's time for football, no matter what religion you are.
Knock them down, make a play.
Aman Ali is a comedian and was half the duo behind 30 Mosques in 30 Days, a road trip across America that caught the attention of CNN, ABC, and many other networks. He says Muslims would get wider and better coverage if they just told stories about their lives, not necessarily stories about racial profiling and hate crimes meant to convey a message.
If you want to know about my life, it's hanging out with my little brother and singing Phil Collins, in the car. That's the lifestyle that I live.
Ali says critics of Islam are effective at shaping the media narrative because there are so few Muslims in the media who can counter misinformation. But he thinks that's set to change as the community recognizes the value of having journalists, comedians, and screenwriters on their side. One Muslim who's been front and center in debates about Islam is writer Raza Aslan. He says older Muslims don't appreciate their own economic clout, about $170 billion in annual spending. But he thinks younger Muslims do and will eventually make demands of corporate America, whether it's networks or advertisers.
Demands saying that you have to pay attention to what we want and our loyalties and our sensitivities. We are a very large, very powerful consumer market, and you not being aware of that and not reaching out to us is going to be to your detriment.
Fox promotes racism.
Shut them down.
Fox promotes racism.
There are signs that Muslims are more willing to take on the media. On Sunday, a group of demonstrators stood outside the studios of Fox News in Midtown Manhattan, waving signs. They were upset about host Bill O'Reilly's comments that, quote, "Muslims killed us on 9/11, on the ABC show The View. Afterward, O'Reilly said he's not anti-Muslim, but argued that terrorism has been, quote, "committed under the banner of Islam." The crowd was fairly small, only about 15 people, and no camera crews showed up. Demonstrators say the event was put together quickly, and that many of the people who promised to show up didn't, saying they were worried about a backlash. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.
It's All Things Considered on WNYC.